KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy and 54 degrees. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, skies should be partly cloudy for the balance of the day with a high of 84. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says they're planning to increase releases of water tomorrow from the Gabbins Point Dam into the Missouri River. Missouri River Basin Management Chief John Remus said Thursday, the Corps is increasing releases because of water on the ground and runoff into the Owyhee and Fort Randall reservoirs in South Dakota from recent rains. He said the releases would increase by 5,000 cubic feet per second to 75,000 CFS. The Corps also increased releases on Wednesday. Remus said the Corps is keeping its releases of the Garrison Dam in North Dakota at 15,000 cubic feet per second to offset other water flowing into the Owyhee and Fort Randall reservoirs. He said the melting of mountain snow has also slowed. The river has been high for months, and increased releases could lead to more flooding. Temporary barriers in Hamburg that have been keeping floodwater at bay have been extended. An earthen berm was built along the western side of Hamburg after March flooding swamped the city. 3 feet of dirt was added to the top of the berm this week. Fremont County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Corselia said HESCO barriers in the center of Hamburg have been fortified as well.
Where the city had installed the first set of HESCO bags, the Corps has gone in there and reinstalled a double set of HESCO bags so that if the water does get into town, hopefully the HESCO bags hold up and it'll only get that far.
After making some progress in recovery efforts, previously flooded areas in southwest Iowa are being flooded again due to recent heavy rains, and travel in the area is dicey. Many roads that were cleared and reopened are closed again due to the new round of flooding. Corselia said sightseers are another concern.
With the HESCO bags set up down there, we don't need a bunch of traffic going through there and possibly damaging or destroying that barrier that this Corps of Engineers has put up for the city.
A new weather pattern would be welcome, according to Corselius.
A lot of nice warm days and a nice summer breeze would be nice right about now. It would help some things dry out and might help get a evaporate a little bit of this water, not a whole lot of it, but some of it would get evaporated for us.
Corselia said more than 10.5 inches of rain has fallen in the Hamburg area this month, making the flood situation there even worse. Mills County Emergency Management and the Mills County Engineer Thursday evening announced additional road closures for western Mills County. Lambert Avenue is now closed from 195th Street West to the Plattsmouth Bridge, eliminating access to that bridge. Roads have become inundated with water throughout the area south of Gaston Avenue to the Mills-Fremont County line and west of Interstate 29 to the Missouri River. Road access remained open at last report from 195th Street south of Lambert to Nims Road. Road closures on the east side of I-29 include 195th Street south of Highway 34 to Pacific Junction and Ingram west of 195th. You can monitor road closures under a link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Officials said water levels had risen substantially over the previous 24 hours Thursday. The Missouri River was last reported to be at 31.17 feet, with predictions of very little decrease until June the 6th. And as we mentioned, Gabbins Point Dam is increasing their output to 75,000 cubic feet per second on Saturday and plans to maintain that level for the near future. Areas of the levee that were damaged but not breached in the previous flood are now being stressed by significant river rise. Levee breaches have not been repaired and are allowing free river access. Glenwood Municipal District Water Treatment Plant has implemented emergency precautions to protect their system against potential flooding. HESCO barriers have been placed to complete the berm protection around that facility, and two generators are on site to provide power if needed. Vinton's Campground has removed all the trailers, and MidAmerican Energy shut off power west of I-29 between Gaston Avenue and Lambert Avenue south of Highway 34 along 195th Street and was working to shut off power south of Nims Road yesterday. Residents of the city of Pacific Junction and the surrounding area were urged to be vigilant for rising water and be prepared to implement a plan to assure safety should they need to quickly evacuate. You should have a plan and be ready to put it into action. Any questions regarding road closures or needs for assistance with the evacuation can be directed to 712-527-4871. Midwestern farmers are enduring a spring like no other and are facing difficult choices in the coming weeks. Most of the nation's corn and soybeans are grown in the Midwest, and the region's farmers have struggled for years with low prices, which got even worse due to a trade dispute between the U.S. and China. The spring's seemingly endless storms have compounded their problems, keeping many farmers from being able to plant their crops. President Trump promised $16 billion in aid, but that has added to farmers' confusion about how to approach this strange spring because details about the payments won't be released until later. year. Jeff Jorgensen, a farmer from southwestern Iowa, said these weighty decisions are on his mind 24 hours a day. In the funeral announcements, Lawrence Sam Worth, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sam Worth will be this morning at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charlotte Frank, age 85, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Charlotte Frank will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Doyle Gilland, Jr., age 61, of Shelby, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Doyle Gilland, Jr., will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Julie Bruck, age 63, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Julie Bruck will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Merlin Schramm, age 86, of Atlantic, died May 25th. A celebration of life memorial service for Merlin Schramm will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. David Christensen, age 63, of Anita, died Wednesday. Graveside services for David Christensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita, with military honors provided by the American Legion Post No. 210. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Janet Salem, age 79, of Atlantic, died May 19th. A celebration of life memorial service for Janet Salem will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. LaVon Littlefield, age 89, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for LaVon Littlefield will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Genevieve Schuring, age 95, of Harlan and formerly of Defiance, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Genevieve Schuring will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Bernice Moss, age 92, of Macedonia, died Wednesday at the Risen Sun Christian Village in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Bernice Moss will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Trainer. Lus Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Denny Studelberg, age 69, of Mitchell, South Dakota, and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Denny Studelberg will be held June the 8th at 11 a.m. at the New Holland Cemetery in New Holland, South Dakota. A celebration of Denny's life will be held on June 29th at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club beginning at 4 o'clock. Milford Mel Hagen, age 94, of Atlantic, died May 25th. Private funeral services will be held for Mel Hagen. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. And Carla Pauley, age 86, of Council Bluffs, died Wednesday at Bethany Lutheran Home. Services for Carla Pauley are currently pending at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.